Despite his championing of ethics reform, Governor Andrew Cuomo is pushing the boundaries of the very campaign finance laws he has vowed to change. And as WNYC's Andrea Bernstein reports, his $45 million campaign stash is just a fraction of the money, some of it taxpayer funds, that Cuomo has used to make his reelection seem inevitable.
On January 15th of last year, Governor Cuomo signed the strictest gun control law in the nation. After national heartbreak over the murder of 26 people at the Sandy Hook Elementary School, Cuomo galvanized feeling into action and got the notably ponderous New York legislature to pass the bill on the very first day of session. Less than 2 months after the gun control law was enacted, an ad began appearing on TV screens across the state.
32 years ago, my husband Jim was shot standing next to President Ronald Reagan. Thanks to the courage and leadership of Governor Cuomo, New York State.
The ad was paid for by the New York State Democratic Housekeeping Committee, an obscure but powerful vehicle for the governor, and the linchpin of a network of interlocking campaign accounts that have made meaningful opposition to Cuomo all but impossible. Because unlike Governor Cuomo's own campaign account, which is limited to contributions of $60,800, the highest in the nation, the housekeeping account has no contribution limits. Zero. Barbara Bartoletti, the legislative director for the League of Women Voters, cannot stop wringing her hands over this.
You can give unlimited amounts of money to housekeeping accounts. You can write a check to the housekeeping committee for, oh, let's just start with $5 million if you'd so desire.
No one has written a check for $5 million. But Cuomo did get $1 million for the housekeeping account from hedge fund magnate James Simons. Developers John Zuccotti and Larry Silverstein gave over $200,000 each. New York State election law says housekeeping expenditures are to maintain party headquarters and staff and carry on ordinary activities that are not for the express purpose of promoting the candidacy of specific candidates. So I asked Bartoletti about those Brady ads.
Campaigning. Mm-hmm. Yes, instead of making sure that you keep the lights on for the party. Yes.
Peter Kaufman, a spokesman for both the state Democrats and the Cuomo campaign, says the ads can't be campaign ads because they didn't run in a campaign year. Instead, they were about, quote, policies of the legislature. But the consultants who placed those ads, records show they were the very same political gurus working for the governor's campaign, a Washington, D.C.-based outfit called Buying Time. In addition to gun safety, there were ads about taxes, women's equality, ads about budgets, costing $5 million in all. In May, the housekeeping account wrote a $900,000 check to Buying Time. A day later, this ad began appearing.
I am proposing a Clean Up Albany plan to fight corruption. It empowers our district attorneys, it increases criminal penalties, and it reduces the influence of money in politics.
And then, just a couple months later, Cuomo's own campaign committee paid Buying Time another $430,000 to run this virtually identical ad.
I am appointing a new independent commission led by top law enforcement officials from all across this great state to investigate and prosecute wrongdoing. The politicians in Albany won't like it, but I work for the people.
So two committees, subject to different rules, paying one consultant for the same basic ad. Even the font on the paid-for-by message is identical. The new independent Moreland Commission, the very subject of these ads, smelled something fishy. So last fall, it started to investigate the housekeeping account. It issued a subpoena for information on, yes, Buying Time. One of the governor's closest aides, Larry Schwartz, immediately had it quashed, according to three sources. Neither Schwartz nor Buying Time would comment for this story. To be sure, Cuomo isn't the first governor to avail himself of the big bucks housekeeping account. It used to cost $100,000 to sit down with Governor George Pataki at a dinner for the state GOP at the Waldorf Astoria. But even Pataki didn't use the account to buy television ads. The permanent ad campaign began almost as soon as Cuomo took office with a shadowy group called the Committee to Save New York, which spent $17 million.
A global recession, Washington in gridlock. But despite the challenges, the governor and legislature are getting things done.
Its donors were never disclosed because the committee was ostensibly independent. But journalists managed to sniff some of them out, bankers, real estate moguls, gambling interests. The ads helped pump up Cuomo's approval ratings to 72%, about as high as they ever get for a sitting governor. As the outcry over disclosure grew, the committee dialed down its activity and closed up shop. And that's when spending by the housekeeping committee ticked up. The governor's anti-corruption commission noticed, our sources say. One of the co-chairs, Nassau County DA Kathleen Rice, hinted at that when she appeared on the Brian Lehrer Show last December.
There are just piles of money pouring into Albany. And the result of that is that the government has become a representative of the very few.
But last March, Cuomo abruptly shut the commission down. He declared mission accomplished because he got some marginal ethics reforms from the legislature. Then, as soon as he got an opponent, more money flew into even more accounts for more ads. You won't be surprised at this point to hear they're all being produced by a single ad man, Cuomo's consultant.
But Republican Rob Astorino broke his word.
Money from the Tishman real estate family went to the Westchester Democratic Committee. Money from a Big Buffalo developer went to the Erie County Democratic Committee.
We'll all be rooting for our Buffalo Bills. Well, everyone, that is, except Rob Astorino. You see, Astorino is a Miami Dolphins fan.
This is, Cuomo's spokesman says, within the letter and the spirit of the campaign finance law. He said Cuomo cannot unilaterally disarm, even though Cuomo's opponent isn't even in the same league as a fundraiser. But all of this advertising, the Cuomo campaign, the Committee to Save New York, the Housekeeping Committee, Westchester County, Erie County, all of it is actually dwarfed by another pro-Cuomo ad campaign. You paid for this one.
The new New York is open. Open to innovation. Open to ambition. Open to bold ideas.
Close to $200 million in a national campaign paid for by the New York State Economic Development Corporation. Nearly $40 million of that was federal Sandy recovery money. Now, New York State does depend on new business and tourism, and the ads do not say Andrew Cuomo anywhere. But they do promote an image that the state is well-governed. After the Moreland Commission was shut down, Preet Bharara, the U.S. attorney for the Southern District, seized its papers and vowed to continue its investigations. But speaking in Manhattan last month, he was rueful.
The scandal is not what's necessarily what's illegal, but what is legal, and we have limited powers, and we can only go after things that are illegal by definition.
So far, there's no evidence that Governor Cuomo did anything illegal. But the evidence does show that he stretched out New York's campaign finance limits so far they've become meaningless. And he did it to tell people he's cleaning up Albany. For WNYC, I'm Andrea Bernstein.